Good morning. Welcome to Ilkatech conference call to discuss the results for the third quarter of 2011. With us today is Mr. José Antonio Goulart de Carvalho, the Executive VP and Investor Relations Officer, accompanied by Mr. Sergio Enrique Ribeiro, Controller. Note that this event is being recorded, and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the presentation. Afterwards, we will begin the question-and-answer session for industry analysts when further instructions will be provided. If you need assistance during the call, you may press star and zero to reach the operator. The audio and slides of the presentation are available via live webcast on Ilkatech's Investor Relations website at http://www.ilkatech.com.br/IR. The slides may also be downloaded from the webcast platform on the Investor Relations section of Ilkatech's website. Please remember that those participating via webcast may direct questions to the company's executives by clicking the Ask the Speaker button. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call concerning Ilkatech's business prospects and operating and financial forecasts and targets. These statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of the company's management and on the information currently available. Forward-looking statements involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, given that they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect Ilkatech's future results and cause them to differ from those expressed in these forward-looking statements. I would now like to hand the call over to Mr. José Antonio Goulart de Carvalho, the Executive VP and Investor Relations Officer, who will comment on the results in the third quarter of 2011. Mr. José Antonio, you may proceed.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us in this call in which we will be presenting our third quarter 2011 results. In general, we had an average quarter. I mean, we had a quarter where we experienced an increase in our revenues, but a reduction in our gross margins. This reduction was mainly due to a raise in our raw material and labor costs. Let's begin our presentation moving to slide number two. As we usually do, we start our presentation by highlighting some of the points we just interesting to mention that occurred during this last quarter. First, our gross revenue. We increased from 248 million in the third quarter of 2010 to 209 million in the third quarter of 2011, a growth nearly 70%. Our year-to-date growth in terms of gross revenue was approximately 14%. Gross margin remained stable throughout this year, around 30.7%, but smaller than the ones registered last year, as mentioned in the beginning of this presentation, mainly because we experienced a raise in our raw material and labor costs. In terms of gross margin value, we accumulated 15 million more reais during these 9 months of 2011. Our EBITDA reached 49.5 million in the third quarter of 2010 versus 39.5 million in the same period of last year, a 25% gain. EBITDA margin 21% against or a little bit less than 20 in the third quarter of 2010. Finally, although we had an increase in the utilization of capacity of our new THEF MDF line, which reached 52%, we are still in what can be called a learning period, which means that our variable costs are still higher than the ones that can be expected in the future. As an example, we already bought but haven't started yet an equipment that will drastically reduce our resin consumption. So, in spite of having a positive contribution in value terms to our gross margin, the new line reduced our percentage margin by almost 2.5%. Which means that without the new line, our gross margin would be 33.2% instead 30.7%. Okay, let's move to slide number three. So we will begin a sequence of slides in which we'll be presenting our product's performance. We will begin with hardboard. We have a capacity of 240,000 cubic meters per year. And using hardboard as a base panel, a capacity of 1.8 million pieces per year of doors for civil construction or for wall partitions, in which segment we are market leader. We also have a painting capacity of 78 million square meter per year, and also a low pressure finishing capacity of 7.2 million square meter per year. Both the utilization of capacity and sales were smaller during the third quarter of 2011 compared to the third quarter of 2010. In some extent, this market loss was that we replaced the selling of hardboard by the selling of THEF boards. In terms of costs, on the lower left side of our slide, we would like to call your attention to two specific costs, thermal energy and electricity. We have a very good contract for electricity that was recently extended until the end of 2018. Our term energy, we will be addressing this point further ahead. We have a unique recycling program that provide all the necessary biomass that generate our thermal energy. Okay, let's move to slide number four. In this slide, we present some information regarding our THEF MDF line. Different from the other products, we will be comparing the performance or the capacity utilization and sales volume to what happened in the previous quarters instead of comparing it to the previous years. As we can see, we experienced an increase both in our capacity utilization and on our sales volumes, going from 39% in first quarter to 52% in the third quarter of 2011. In terms of sales, we increased 12% when we compared the sales of third quarter 2011 with the sales of first quarter 2011. We registered a gross revenue of 36 million, and we finished the third quarter with a market share of 5%. Our capacity, our installed capacity is of 275,000 cubic meters per year. It's interesting to say that different from our competitor, we do not lose any productivity when we produce thin boards. The majority of our competitors, when they are producing thin board instead of thick board, they lose a lot of productivity. And this does not happen with our company. And it's also, and because of that, because of this loss in terms of productivity, market pays a premium price for thin boards. In terms of cost, we present the necessary information at the lower left side of our slide. Moving to slide number five, we present some information regarding our MDP panels. We have a capacity of 430,000 cubic meters per year. This press is used for both MDP panels and also for the base panels that are used in the production of the laminate flooring. We also have a finishing capacity of 20 million square meter per year, which has been well used since, for example, 99% of the panels that we sold on the last quarter, on the third quarter of 2011, were value-added panels or had some kind of finishing on it, while the market sold only 19%. Our utilization of capacity remained stable, around 88%, but we experienced a slight reduction in terms of volume when we compare the volume of the third quarter of 2011 with the volume of the third quarter of 2010. In terms of costs, we'd like to call your attention to the importance of resin and finishing, which is paper and painting. Both raw materials very dependent on the dollar rate, which during this quarter pressure our costs. Moving ahead to slide number 6, we're going to address the performance of our laminate flooring, which is also produced in our factory in Botucatu, where we have an installed capacity of 6 million square meters per year. And we made an acquisition of a new line that will be installed by the end of this year, which will more than double our capacity. We will reach almost or more than 12 million square meters per year. We had a very good quarter in which we experienced an increase in utilization of our capacity and in our sales volume. In terms of sales volume, we increased more than the market, so we increased our market share that reached, at the end of the third quarter, 37%. We registered gross revenue of $36.4 million, and in terms of costs, it's interesting to notice the importance of paper and painting, which account for more or less 51% of our costs. Moving ahead, going to our paint and varnish plant, which is a very modern plant, which was built using ICI technology. We have a capacity of 36 million gallons per year. We had an increase in the capacity utilization during the third quarter of 2011, when we reached 64%. We also increased our volumes more than the market, and we registered a revenue of around 68 million reais and finished with a market share around 8%. In terms of cost, very relevant the participation of raw materials such as dioxide titanium, solvents, and resins. All these raw materials are dollar denominated. However, in general terms, the market, the paint market, has a policy to increase prices whenever we feel or we experience an increase in costs. Also important, the participation of packaging in terms of cost. Let's move to slide number 8, where we are able, in the last slide, we were able to see the performance of our products. Now we are going to see how they contributed to the formation of our gross revenues. When we look to the slide on our left, in the upper side of our left, it's interesting to notice the difference between the two periods. This year, we have the presence of the MDF, HDF, which contributed with 12% to our sales revenues. As a consequence, we experienced an increase in the retail segment from 4% to 8%. In terms of MDF, HDF, the retail segment is a very important sales channel. That's why we experienced that increase. At the bottom, we broke down each segment. We prepared some graphics breaking down each segment by product. Let's move ahead to slide number 9. The idea here is to show in a consolidated way volume and a price evolution for our wood and paint divisions. Beginning with the wood division, in terms of price, we see a decrease from 2008 from the 2008 to 2009. Mainly because of the crisis that we faced during that year. In 2010, in the third quarter of 2010, compared it with the third quarter of 2009, we see a strong recovery around 20% in terms of price. And this year, what we see is a stability, practically a stability in terms of price. In terms of volume, comparing 2011 with 2010, we see a vigorous increase mainly because of the volume coming from our new MDF GATF line. In the paint division, we see a continuous growth in terms of volume and a strong price increase in 2011, mainly to cope with the increase in costs that we mentioned in the beginning of our presentation. Let's move to slide number 10. We currently possess almost 46,000 hectares of planted forest in the state of São Paulo, with an average radius of 94 kilometers from Salto and 38 kilometers from Botucatu. These radius may vary depending on which forest is being harvested at the moment. During the third quarter of 2011, we planted 1,500 hectares of new forests and forecast to plant a total of 4,800 for the whole year. We are almost self-sufficient in terms of wood, buying around 10 to 15% in the market whenever we find good opportunities. In the beginning of this year, we invested in new equipment and started to mechanical harvest our forests, with savings of more than 40% in terms of costs compared to the manual process. We have the most important certificates, the ISO 14001 and FSC, which states that our forests are well managed. Finally, on our right side of the slide, in the lower right side of the slide, we present an evolution of our forest productivity. Up to 2010, figures are real and were obtained from forests already harvested. For 2014 and 2018, it's a forecast which was based on the inventories regularly made in our forests. Let's move to slide number 11. Taking advantage of its proximity to São Paulo, Campinas, and Sorocaba, Eucatex has developed a unique wood recycling program. Today, all the necessary biomass to be burned in our boilers in order to provide the thermal energy we need both for the hardboard plant and the MDF plant comes from the recycling wood, from this program of recycling wood. This program has proved not only to be environmentally correct, but also profitable. Today, recycled wood is cheaper than the wood coming from our own forests, not to mention from the market. So, during the third quarter of 2011, we recycled 22,000 metric tons of wood. If we, instead of using this recycled wood, if we had bought these logs, this wood in the market, we would have incurred in an additional cost of more than 4 million reais. When we reached our capacity, which is 240,000 metric tons, we will be saving approximately 2 million trees per year. Let's move to slide 12. Well, in this slide, the idea is to present our financial results for the first quarter and for the 9 months of 2011, comparing them to the ones of 2010. Most of them we had the opportunity to comment before, such as our increase in revenues around 19% or our increase in gross margin around 50 million. But we haven't had the chance of analyzing our commercial and administrative expenses. In these two expenses, although we showed an increase in value, their relevance against net sales decreased from 20.4% to 19.7%. So we had an increase in nominal terms, in value terms, but we experienced a decrease in terms of percentage or relevance against net sales. Another point is the variation of biological assets, which had a similar behavior in both quarters. We experienced, and we already comment, an increase in our EBITDA, almost 25 million when we compare the 9 months of 2011 with the 9 months of 2010. Finally, before moving ahead, we would like to address two specific points. First, the increase in our financial expenses, which were basically caused by the dollar rate, which ended September around 1.85 reais. It is important to point out that this increase didn't have a cash effect, since the actual payments made during that period were previously hedged. So we had a hedge for every payment that we made during the third quarter. We have a previous hedge. We have as a policy, and as a policy, we have a hedge for every finance due in the next 4 to 5 months. Finally, we registered a non-recurrent income of 14.4 million, which represent a revision in a tax, a reversion, sorry, in a tax provision. The thing is this: we compensated some taxes during the period of July 2006 and September 2006. And because of this compensation, we built this tax provision that up to the end of last September, up to the end of the last quarter, were not demanded and therefore had their 5 years claimed period expired. Okay, let's move to slide number 13. This slide presents the investment made during the 9 months of 2011. Up to now, we invested almost 120 million and forecast to invest a total of 140 million during the whole year. We basically invest in new forests and on the maintenance of our activity. But besides of that, we planned and already did some important investment in strategical equipment, such as we bought new laminate flooring for Botucatu, which we already comment, and the idea is to double our capacity, increasing it in more than 6 million square meters per year. We also bought and already installed two new finish lines for Salto. The idea is to add value to the new boards that is being produced in our new THDF MDF line. We also invested and expect to start to have the startup by the end of this year. We bought a new door and wall partition line with a capacity of more than 300,000 pieces per month. We also have an investment in the Northeast region. The idea there is to build a new decorative paint plant, and we believe that by doing this, we will increase our competitiveness in the region, which will probably allow us to more than double our sales in the Northeast region. We also plan to expand our cleaning process in the recycling line and to buy some additional equipment for our THDF MDF line. Let's move ahead to slide number 14. Due to the investment that we have just commented in the slide before, we increase our total net debt to almost 109 million reais. However, it is still less than one time our EBITDA. Additionally, because of the economic instability of the world, we decided to raise our cash and cash equivalent, finishing our third quarter with 41 million reais in cash. Finally, if we look on our right, lower right, we see that the percentage of short-term debt is still high. But before the end of this year, our idea is to conclude a financial operation to extend our debt profile. Let's move to slide number 15. In this slide, we compare the performance of our share versus the Ibovespa index and also supply some ratios like market cap versus book value, market cap versus EBITDA, and enterprise value versus EBITDA. Well, this was the last slide of our presentation. Now we are pleased to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session for investors and analysts. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephones, or if you prefer to send your question over the internet, please click on the Ask the Speaker button on the webcast platform. If your question is answered during the session, you may remove it from the line by pressing the pound key. The questions will be answered in the order in which they are received. We ask that you use the handset when asking the question in order to maintain excellent sound quality. Please stand by while we collect our questions. Once again, to ask a question, please press star and one. Please stand by once again while we collect questions. And at this time, and showing no questions, I would like to conclude the question and answer session for investors and analysts and turn the call over to Mr. Jose Antonio for any closing remarks.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for joining us during this presentation. If you have any additional questions or any doubts, please do not hesitate to call us. At the end of our presentation, you have our names and emails, etc., and feel free to call us. Thank you again. Good day for everybody.
And that concludes today's conference call. We thank you for attending. You may now disconnect your telephone lines.